24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Once again, welcome to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. here on 102.7 FM, broadcasting out of beautiful St. Martin in the Caribbean. As usual, it's a pleasure to be with you here on your favorite radio show each and every Sunday, which can be heard from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on 102.7 FM. And of course, read the rebroadcast of this radio show. If you've missed it from the week before, can be heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and of course on a Sunday evening, which is at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And if you're looking forward to listening to a new episode of Love and Inspiration, you can visit BashaniRadio.com and also download the Bashani Radio app. And listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration every Monday at 3 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Bashani Radio. Love and Inspiration going out to 2 million listeners on all major platforms around the world and hitting major cities in the U.S. and also in Europe and as far as Dubai. Now, of course, as usual, I'm so elated to have special guests on the show. And today is no exception. Because I'm joined by someone that I value very, very much. I met her about roughly a year and a half ago through a mutual friend who produces my shows for me, Mr. Michael Muse for Bashani Radio. And I am talking about someone I have a lot of respect for, Dr. Ava Eagle Brown, who is located in the UK. And Dr. Ava Eagle Brown is the world-renowned master coach, multi-award-winning international speaking author, and has helped thousands master their mindset and live their best life. Now, she's on the show not only today by herself, but she's joined by three other individuals who are amazing. They're ladies of status and doing exceptional work around the world. I'm talking about Dr. Michelle McDowell. She's also my guest on the show today, and Denise Benz, and we've also got Audria Joseph. Now, these ladies are in various parts of the world, and you're going to hear where they're located when they speak to you shortly. But the purpose of the show today is all about a powerful book summit coming up on May 24th to the 30th, 2020, and it's all about apply your voice, tell your story, increase your income, and get more visibility. So, a pleasure to have you on the show today, ladies. I'm going to start off first with you, Dr. Ava Brown, and then I'm going to introduce the other ladies on the show. Dr. Ava Brown, how are you doing?
Hi, Roy. I'm so excited to be here. Once again, thank you so much for inviting me to your show. I never take it for granted, and I'm just so grateful to be here with my amazing friends today.
Fantastic. And you are located in which part of the UK?
Well, I'm literally sitting here overlooking where the Titanic was built. Like, literally, as I look through my window, I can see the harbors of Belfast. I'm in Northern Ireland, so I'm in the UK, but I'm on a little island somewhere. As a Caribbean girl, I wanted to be on an island, so I'm in Northern Ireland.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's really amazing. I could only imagine what the view is like where you are right now, because I know on St. Martin today, being another beautiful afternoon, the sun is shining, and we are really thankful for the good weather that we have. And just moving on, of course, thank you so much, Dr. Ava Brown. Dr. Michelle McDowell, we also are joined with you, and you'll be able to tell us where you are right now. But let's just hear a little bit about who you are. Dr. Michelle McDowell is an educational and child psychologist with over 18 years experience of working directly with children, parents, schools. She holds a doctorate in educational and child psychology, a master's in educational psychology, and master's in special education needs. Besides this, Dr. Michelle McDowell has been trained in numerous modalities such as hypnotherapy, emotional freedom techniques, and positive psychology techniques. Now, I can tell you that she's an expert in offering advice on some of these topics in numerous online and print publications, and have become a proficient and regular media commentator. Wow, I'm very, very much impressed. And most of all, Dr. Michelle McDowell, she is so passionate about people progression, and she possesses a great capacity of transformation, transition, and growth when provided with burgeoning research practices, tools, and techniques. She believes very much so that psychological self-development and motivation is so very key to help persons to be successful in their lives. Now, this is very interesting. She is the one that leads, and I know the word definition, so I will ask her how you say that, definition coaching, am I correct?
Definition coaching.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you're defining your journey.
Fantastic. And this was born out of her love of using psychological theory to help others and support their transformation and change. Wow, amazing. Dr. Michelle McDowell, welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you?
Hi, Roy. Thank you for inviting us today. I'm very well. Sitting here in London at 5 o'clock now. Yep, oh, doing wow. Very well.
Did you have your cup of tea already?
No, I'm looking enviously at others with their tea. No, I haven't got my tea yet. Okay. I have an Earl Grey waiting.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds great. And I know you're talking about having your Earl Grey waiting. Let's move over. Also, at the same time, thank you so much. I appreciate you on the show. To Denise Benz. Now, Denise Benz, this is really exciting, is the CEO of Authentic Speakers Agency and the personal relationship firm. She served in the self-development industry for nearly 20 years. She's worked with some of the top names in the industry, from Tony Robbins and Kim Coles, to name a few. And also, and this is a lady that I remember purchasing her book when I was a student in the Netherlands for my mom. And her book is called In the Meantime. And that is, and I know, Denise, you're going to help me on her name. And that is Ilana Vanez?
Ilana Van Zandt.
Van Zandt, that's right. Thank you so much. And she's also right now, Denise Benz, is the former CEO of the Lisa Nichols Companies and the architect behind several brands. She's often quoted saying, the common denominator in the clients she represents is their heart to serve. Welcome to Love and Inspiration, Denise. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I am wonderful. I'm blessed. I'm in beautiful, sunny California, and it's early.
Wow. Talk about tea then. So you've had your breakfast already?
I have my coffee.
Okay. She has her coffee. Fantastic. Wow. I love it. I love it. And then finally, Audrea Joseph on the show today. Audrea Joseph is an author, life coach, intervention strategist, and motivational speaker who teaches the art of forgiveness as a way to live life as a journey of release and reconnection. With training in counseling and social work, her career has taken her across the United Kingdom, where as a workshop facilitator and coach, she spends part of her time encouraging parents and families to support their children and women in prisons. Now, Audrea trained as a counselor at the University of Central England and became a social advisor for young people with values education for life. Later, she worked for Prison Link, where she established the Rose Project to support the families of people in prison. The project is still serving the Birmingham community 22 years later. Wow. And Audrea has worked as a college counselor, and she has been interviewed on local television for her work with refugees. And she's done amazing work where she's been also to an issues on Radio West Midlands in 2004, escorted a group of her clients to the Commonwealth Games. And there is where she met His Royal Highness Prince Edward, the Duke of Wessex, and his wife Sophie, the Countess of Wessex, and the former US envoy Terry Waite. My goodness. Powerful ladies on the show. Audrea Joseph, welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
Thank you. honored to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm doing fine here in sunny Birmingham, the UK.
Wow. Around the world we are, and broadcast live out of St. Martin, and also on the Voice of the Caribbean for the rebroadcast, and on the Shani Radio New York. So, Dr. Ava Brown, you are hosting an amazing event coming up on May 24th to the 30th. And this is an online event. We all know that we are in the midst of a world interesting happening right now, which is COVID-19. And hopefully by May 24th, you know, things would move forward in terms of really seeing, you know, the lockdowns become less and persons being able to move around, but being, you know, precautionary in moving around. So Dr. Ava Brown, tell us a little bit about what is going to be happening on this date and why persons who are listening right now should get involved. Talk to us.
So thank you so much, Roy, for that. Now, one of the things I must point out real quickly is that my good friends on this show are all virtual people. So whilst COVID is happening, the work that some of us do has always been online. So we're having a summit. It's a book summit. And all the women here today are in one shape or form really connected to the theme of it, which is amplify your voice. So Denise speaks about your authentic voice, for example, among other things. And we're talking about, you know, tell your story. And so Dr. Michelle is talking about the power of story as a psychologist and how that can be good for you therapeutically. And then we're talking about get more income. Audrey Joseph has told her story, amplified her voice, and made money for it. And then we're talking about getting visibility. Who better to do that than Denise Benz, who literally managed talents like Kim Coles. I don't know if you guys know who Kim Coles is, but she's a big American actress and everything else. So together we have all of these amazing talents here, and I've put them together to really come and show people that, look, COVID's happened, we're in this place, but we can amplify our voices. We can recycle our pain. We can tell our stories to heal, to help, but also to bankroll our brilliance and put money in the bank. And so we're having this online summit where we're going to be bringing people together to say, it doesn't have to be a story. Let's write a book. Let's write a journal. Let's look something to help us with our hustle while we try to navigate the space we find ourselves in. And that's what will be happening on the 24th of May.
Wow, that sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. And this is a time, it's so really timely, as you stated, because there are persons right now that is going through so much and is looking for some way and a means of basically being able to focus on something more positive than what's happening right now. And also at the same time, looking at how they can earn an extra income in an honest way. So I really commend you, Dr. Ava, for putting this together. And especially doing this virtually, so that around the world persons have the opportunity to attend this powerful book summit. And as we are just staying in the same vein, as you mentioned, the various speakers, and we're going to get into how many speakers are in total, because I understood they are global experts that you've put together on this really amazing book summit. So let's just talk a little bit to Dr. Michelle McDowell. And she is located in the UK, as we understood. Dr. Michelle, you are going to focus on heal your past with your story. Talk to us a little bit about how important that is, because that's a powerful title, heal your past with your story. Talk to us a little bit about that.
No problem. Yes, I'm here from London. It's really important. I was very excited when Ava said to me, would I come along and contribute to this summit. I think it's amazing, especially around this time, because what we're going to experience is lots of trauma. And it's important for us to understand that there will be a lot of people that this time is bringing back previous experiences of trauma that they've had, and also a new trauma. Now, there's no better way really to experience that and to heal from that than to reflect on it. And a really good way of doing that is to write your story. I was talking earlier to Ava about being a victim and transitioning from being a victim to victor. And a really helpful way of doing that, a real cathartic way of doing that, is writing your story, seeing it on paper, being able to reflect on those experiences and see it from a different perspective, to gain a different understanding of your own experience, and to be able to understand that, yes, that did happen, but how can you perceive it in an alternative way? So I'm not talking about this endless optimism, but I am talking about experiencing it through strength and building your resilience, which allows you to build that strength and understanding that you can go on and you can be victorious during this time. So it's really exciting to be able to be on this project.
Wow, that is really, really a powerful, and I could already feel and see that, you know, persons who take this opportunity and come on to or attend the book summit, you know, with what you're going to be sharing, this already puts into place, you know, a really powerful mechanism, because we all have a story to tell. And by you being able to share your story, the healing already takes place. And you will know this as a therapist on when you do have clients that come to see you by sharing what the healing that takes place already. Is that making sense?
Absolutely. As a psychologist, I recognize that there's lots of research around being able to change your cognition. There's lots of neurological research now that's showing when you're able to reflect on your story, understand your trauma, write about your trauma, it actually changes your brainwaves in a positive way. So it's really helpful for people to write, particularly their autobiography, for them to kind of go back and see, actually, this occurred, and I was able to find strength from that.
Fantastic. You know, as I'm listening to you, Dr. Michelle, as you speak, I know also too, looking back at the Caribbean, you know, people in the Caribbean, known also as resilient people. And as I look at St. Martin, for instance, St. Martin, we went through a very powerful hurricane, as you all may know, back in September 6, 2017, which was Hurricane Irma. And, you know, that was classed as a 5+. And today we're now 2020, and there are persons who have picked up, even cells since September 6th, persons, you saw community coming together, you saw persons really, really looking out for others. And we know all that had been experienced during that hurricane, persons experienced trauma. And today it's so very important to be able to tell your story and to get that out of your system so that you have that healing. So you are definitely on point. And I really trust that persons who are listening to the show today will take advantage of this opportunity and hear what you have to share, especially sharing on Heal Your Past with your story, Dr. Michelle. Wonderful. I appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And as we are continuing here with Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. on 102.7 FM, broadcasting from out of St. Martin, the beautiful Caribbean, and this show being rebroadcast on voiceofthecaribbean.net and as an episode on Love and Inspiration on Bashani Radio in New York. I am speaking with wonderful guests here, ladies from around the world. I speak with Dr. Michelle McDowell, Audrey Joseph, Dr. Ava Brown in the UK, and also Denise Benz in California. Denise, if I may just switch over to you, as I mentioned your name, we heard a while ago what sort of work you've been doing, and you are one of the speakers, powerful speakers at this book summit from Dr. Ava Brown, and you're going to be focusing on finding your authentic voice. Talk to us about voice. What do you mean by finding your authentic voice? And let's see if we can build that on to what Dr. Michelle stated a while ago on Heal Your Past with Your Story. The floor is yours, Denise.
Thank you so much. So first, I just have to say, wow, Michelle, I'm excited, even though I'm a speaker, to hear your content. I feel that we're all so blessed to be in this season to get this information virtually. Ava, you are absolutely amazing to pull us together. You know, normally you have to hop on a plane to get this. So, you know, I've been working in this industry for a long time, helping people craft their message. And people think it's kind of magical what I do, but the truth of the matter is I dig underneath and just bring authenticity to the table. There's no, you know, sprinkle dust. There's nothing fancy about what I'm doing. I'm looking for the authentic message. Like, what is the bottom line? What actually happened? What's the story that you want to tell? When you dig down into the I call it the underbelly. What comes out of that are amazing nuggets. And sometimes we feel like the situation is too close to us and we don't want to share, we don't want to be vulnerable. But that vulnerability, it gives other people permission to be where they're at. It gives them encouragement and faith that they can make it to the next step. So everyone needs to record their life. A life worth living is a life worth recording. So I'm excited to be able to, I suppose, just really encourage people to get their message out there. And if you are in any industry, you have a story. Every person's life is very unique. And your journey really is really not about you. It's there to be a blessing to someone else. It's there to give them a roadmap, a blueprint, the strength to continue on that path. Sometimes we think that life is happening to us, but really it's happening for us. So that's what I'm going to talk about.
That is really powerful, Denise. You know, you said that sometimes we think that life is happening to us, but it is actually happening for us. And it's so very important to recognize that season that you're in, to recognize where you are placed and the impact that you're going to be able to make, not only in person's lives, but also to what starts to happen for yourself. And, you know, finding your authentic voice is so key, because at the end of the day, the society that we're in, we hear all the voices around us. We hear from persons, you need to be this way, you need to speak that way, you need to live this way. And that can have an influence on your voice, but you've got to be able to tune into yourself and know who God has created me to be and the voice that he has given me so that I can make those ripple effects in the world and make that change. If it's making sense in that sense.
Absolutely. One of the practices that I do is I always say I have to get very still. And I feel like COVID has forced everyone to get very still. So you have no excuse to take this season to write your story.
Absolutely. I am so really, really super excited. I feel like I can just jump on a plane right now and get onto this book fair. A book summit and just be there in person. But of course it is virtual, and I am really grateful to Dr. Ava Brown for really taking up this mantle and hearing, you know, from, I believe, God, and doing such accordingly. Now, I just want to just check in also with Audria. Now, Audria Joseph, you are going to be focusing, and you've got amazing work behind you. You're author, life coach, intervention strategist, as we heard, motivational speaker. You're going to be focusing during this book fair, a book summit actually, on your story opens doors. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it was great that Denise mentioned vulnerability, because that's where I'm coming from on this. How I was coaxed by my coach, Dr. Ava Brown, at the time, she's my book coach, and we spoke about how we met, how that was very magical, and also briefly we spoke about my first book, Forgiveness, The Journey to Healing the Heart, and that is about me being a Windrush child, meaning that my parents came from the Caribbean, and I'm the first generation born in the UK, and that whole book talks about my life journey. But our deeper conversation went to the second book, which was The Journey to Purpose. And in that book, I spoke about how there was something in my life that I didn't want the world to know. It was a secret and I wanted to sit on it until, like I said, my coach coaxed me and told me to stand on my truth. And so I'm bearing myself about going to prison, bringing drugs into the UK. I'm bearing myself about my children and all that kind of thing. But also, I'm a forgiveness coach, so I speak about the art of forgiveness, the art of letting go.
Yeah, that is powerful. You know, I really, I just have to say, Audria, as I listened to you speak a while ago, I know that this will touch many hearts, because it is coming from a true place. And just as Denise mentioned a while ago, it's coming from our authentic voice. and being able to really share that at the right time when many persons are struggling with so much and needs that liberty, needs that freedom from within. And just being able to write, put the words to the paper by pen is what it's all about. I know, as I recognize while you were speaking a while ago, that Dr. Ava, you know, and I know this shows that she has a beautiful heart, that she became emotional when you talked about your coach stating that this was the time. Dr. Ava Brown, the floor is yours. What would you like to say? Because your heart is felt during this. Talk to us.
That was very emotional for me because, you know, sometimes the work you try to do, I suppose Denise and Dr. Michelle can relate to this, and you as well, Roy, is that sometimes you don't even see the impact. Sometimes you can't see the impact, but to sit on a platform like this with Audrey, who a few years ago was afraid to tell her story, and to know that I pulled it out of her gut and literally just pushed her to the forefront, and just to hear her tell it so powerfully, compared to how ashamed and afraid she was to tell it then, just I couldn't help but be careful.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful as well.
People don't understand.
Put me in that place.
People don't understand how stories heal and how much they free and how much they give life. As Denise said, your story is not for you, it's for somebody else. And Dr. Michelle speaks about the healing that happens. And I just see Audrey, and I just see her morph every day into something else. That's so beautiful. And I remember the person who I met, and she's no longer that person. And when she speaks from her story now, it's from a space of to help others in the almost like the third person. And that just yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Dr. Ava Brown. Appreciate it. Because this is amazing work that is being done. And with all the speakers that you have lined up at this powerful virtual book summit on May 24th to the 30th, this is just amazing for what persons would be able to experience. And it's all about amplify your voice, tell your story, increase your income, and get more visibility at this book summit, May 24th to the 30th, 2020. So, Dr. Aver, can you just let us know, just briefly, who are the other global experts that are going to be speakers and how persons could register for this amazing book fair?
Book sure. Sure. Thank you very much, Roy. So we have a global plateau of persons. We have Dr. Angelica Christie, who's actually from Germany, but lives in the Bahamas. And she's really coming to talk about, you know, that new world that we're in. How do we write about this new world, and who do we take into that new world? And then we have Damilola, who's here in the UK. And she's actually talking about a platform that you can, you know, you want to write a book, but you don't have the money. How can you go into her platform and literally fundraise? And then we have Chris Murray, who's saying, look, video is necessary when you're creating your book and your story. We have Victoria Walker coming from an ethical point of view, is writing with, you know, with the ethical side. We've got a PR strategist, and Chinua, who's also on the platform. We've got Luann Mitchell coming to talk about, you know, the visibility you can get. Kimberly Wise is also from the US, and she's talking about just being honest and truthful to yourself and being vulnerable in some case. We've got Khalid, who's a good friend and family, I call him. And he's talking about how do you pull the pieces together to have a digital presence. So we have a whole range of speakers, and you can register on the website that I'm sure might be in the link. It's AvaEagerBrownBookSummit.com. But if anybody wants to connect, I'm more than happy to talk to them on info@avabrown.org. That's info@avabrown.org. And then I'll be able to probably easier guide them to the link if it's not in the notes.
Fantastic. I appreciate it very much. And for those who are committed to Love and Inspiration listeners and part of the Love and Inspiration global community, they can always go to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. Facebook group, and there they can actually see the link for registering for the book summit. And it's only £1, actually, right, for 7 days?
Right. Only £1 for 7 days. Yes, it is.
Fantastic. So that means persons just go online, follow the link. They'll see exactly where to register and make their payment. And then they're there for experiencing this amazing book summit.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. This is amazing love and inspiration. And we're going to be coming down to the end of this wonderful interview. I wish we could speak for a million years. But then
I'm sure you can continue that. You have them individually. You can always bring them back individually. You know, I'm doing a seeding here. Denise has taught me well. You can bring them back individually. And I'll tell you why I say that, Roy, because individually they are so amazing and they have so much to share. I know that Denise is got a lot to say about just your voice and the power of your voice. Audrey has a lot to talk about freeing yourself from the bondage of your story. Dr. Michelle has a lot to talk about, you know, the mind in this state, not just for children, but for parents, like, oh my God. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, just saying.
Yes, I know you're definitely saying, and it's going to happen, actually. And I know the listeners right now are saying, Roy Cotton Jr., please let us know when they're going to be scheduled on the show, because we're always looking forward to transformational interviews with your guests on love and inspiration, sharing that love around the world, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives. Dr. Michelle McDowell, it is such a pleasure having you on the show. And just thinking about the fact that how you're going to really help persons with what you're going to speak about will heal your past with your story. And I'm definitely looking at having you back on my show at some specific time in this year, God's Fair Life, to really share what you are all about, what your journey has been to empower persons. So in closing, Dr. Michelle, what are your final thoughts that you want to share with St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean, who's listening right now, America, around the world, on love and inspiration?
Well, during this time, I'd just firstly like to say thank you so much, Audrey. That's such a prime example of how you heal through writing, how you take, you apply yourself, you do the journey, and you reap the rewards, really, which is being in the space of authenticity. So amazing. Well done. It's a prime example of the benefits of writing your story down. During this time of high anxiety, stress, trauma, we have to find ways, or the ways will find us. And we know that stress is awful for reducing your immunity. And what we need to do at this time is build our immunity. And one of the best ways of doing that is being calm, finding a space, and being mindful. A best exercise for being mindful and relaxing is to write. And which better way to do it than to register for this summit and begin to write your story?
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. I appreciate that so much. And I know that you are speaking to many also through on St. Martin, because there are so many talented persons here. And I've come across many of them. And even self up to last week, when I spoke about this summit, a young lady who stated that she really, really loves so much that her father, you know, did when he was alive, and recognize that she has that story she wants to share. And I told her about this book summit. She said, I really want to register. And I believe she's registered already. So there you go. Not only herself on St. Martin you're speaking to, but many on St. Martin who just really wanted to hear this to be the catalyst to start writing. Thank you for that, Dr. Michelle McDowell. Okay. It's a pleasure connecting with you in the UK. I know now you can have your Earl Grey tea, right? And enjoy that to the fullest. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Michelle. You're welcome, Dr. Michelle McDowell. She's a child and educational psychologist with over 18 years of experience working directly with children, parents, schools. She holds a doctorate in educational and child psychology and a master's in educational psychology and a master's in special education needs. And she practices emotional freedom techniques. So that's what we do. And hypnotherapy and positive psychology techniques. A pleasure
and, having and you. We are one of her clients. So she teaches me how to tap. Like my son and I, seriously, we're tapping. And so we have this beautiful relationship. She's my client, but I'm her client, because so we have this exchange, and it's just so beautiful to watch. And for those who are listening, I just have to say she's amazing at what she does. Her techniques have helped me. I'm a single mama growing a boy up, and sometimes I have to say, come on, let's tap. So I've been learning from her.
Fantastic. The freedom truth's happening. I appreciate that so much. And looking at Denise Benz over in California, your final thoughts to the listeners of Love and Inspiration.
So my final thoughts is really to tell you to take action. Stop what you're doing. Pull out your tablet, pull out your phone, go to your laptop. You have to take a moment and invest in yourself. We have been ripping and running in life, you guys, for so long. It doesn't matter what country you're in. Everyone says, man, if only I had, you know, a weekend where I could focus on my story or write my book or create that podcast or whatever it is that you want to do to get your message out. I really encourage you to take this moment and realize it's here. It's here. There will not be another time where the world is still. And you don't have to get on a plane and fly across the country to meet these amazing people. This is an answer to your prayer. So there are absolutely positively no excuses. You have to seize this opportunity.
Fantastic. And I know that they will do that, Denise, especially as you stated that they will do that. Coming all the way from sunny California, Denise Benz, who is the CEO of Authentic Speakers Agency and the personal relationship firm. And she served in the self-development industry for nearly 20 years and have worked with top names as Tony Robbins, Kim Coles, and many others. And I'm so really elated to have you on here. And I recognize that we share mutual friends to Denise. We share mutual friends with DC Cornova and also Laurel, yes, Langmeier. Yeah. So a pleasure to meet you also on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And over to you, Audria Joseph, your final thoughts to our wonderful listeners to Love, Unlove, and Inspiration.
Well, firstly, I'd like to thank you for inviting me. I'm truly honored. It was a real pleasure to be interviewed by you. My final thoughts is take the leap and join the summit. I wanted to write for 20 years and I was just too scared. I didn't want to open up. I didn't want to show the world certain bits of myself. And like I said before, getting a book coach, that was the most important thing I did. And also, I would say during this COVID time, step out of this as an author. You know, step out as someone new. We have been called to do something new. We have been called to have a new experience. So why not become an author? For me, it is a legacy that no one can take away. No matter what happens in my life, whether I'm here or I'm not here, my book will live on and my story will live on. So I would say to anyone out there, join the summit and take the leap.
Wow, powerful. Well spoken. You might be the next president for whatever country it may be. Fantastic. I appreciate you so much, Audria, and God bless you, of course. And thank you for also being on the show. You've empowered many persons on the island of St. Martin and who's listening worldwide. And to the host of this amazing event, Dr. Ava Eagle Brown. Your final thoughts to the listeners of Love and Inspiration around the world. Dr. Ava.
Thank you, Roy. I just want to just honor my friends for, you know, answering the call. You know, it's not, you know, to call on these busy people to step up and support you like this is just something I don't take for granted. And I'm just grateful to you guys. I'm grateful to you, Roy and Dr. Nicole, for, you know, allowing us this platform. I know it goes to over 2 million and counting. So we don't take that for granted. I just want to say as a sidebar that Audria, and you guys don't know her story, but you'll get to know it, get her book. Audria actually started reading when she got incarcerated. And one of the books she read was from Yolanda Van Zandt, who was a client of Denise. And I just had to show them how the universe just ties us together. And that's not a lie. That's factual. It's factual. And until to this day, Audria Joseph every day will open her devotional reading. Acts of Faith by Yolanda Van Zandt. Like literally every day she'll call me and tell me. And that's what stories do. They leave legacies. They leave footprints. They leave a message and something. It's like a guide sheet for you to work through. Ilana Van Zandt is all the way in the U.S. Audrey, when she came to the U.S., Audrey didn't get to meet her, but her books have been a part of Audrey's life for over 20 years. And that is important. That is exactly what this summit is trying to do. It is trying to say to you that the stories you have in yourself, we all have a story. Let us come and tell them. Now, some people might be saying, there's not an audience waiting to hear my story. Who wants to read from me? Or as Denise reminded me this week, people might say, well, I can't write. I can't do that. Everybody has the story. Let's take out the core of it and leave the rest of the experts to tidy it up for you. I talk about it like decorating a house. I'm rubbish at that, but I know exactly what I want to see. But they have people who come in and paint the walls and do the bulbs and stuff. And so my job is to say, this is the shell that I want the house to be. This is the frame, and leave the rest to the experts. We just want you to come and take the first step. Because right now, as Dr. Michelle said, in this traumatic time, there are so many people who are pent up and we need a release. I just finished today an 8-week book writing course that I did for non-for-profit, my non-for-profit, with a number of women who I didn't even know. And one of them today, she cried and she said, thank you. She said, because if I didn't come on this course during this COVID time, I would have gone mad. And she finished her book in the 8 weeks. So come out, get your tickets, get involved, connect with us, connect with all of the speakers, because all of them have something so unique to add to what your life experience can be. And I'm just honored to walk side by side with all of you, including you, Roy, and Dr. Nicole, at such a time as this, that we can come together and we are champions, standing on our stories and sharing it with the world. And I want to just honor you guys and say thank you.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, Dr. Ava Brown. Can you just give us once again where persons could connect for the book summit? And I would also lead them to Love and Inspiration Roy Cotton Jr. Facebook group.
Sure, so Dr. Ava. Great. Thank you so much. So the book summit is really happening at AvaEagleBrownBookSummit.com, or people can actually come to me and just info@AvaBrown.org. Or it's avabrown.com/booksummit. But Roy, please put the notes in the conversation and let's take it from there.
No problem. Definitely. Definitely. Thank you also for being on the show, Dr. Ava Brown. And we really appreciate it. You've heard, ladies and gentlemen, from the person who has organized this amazing book fair, which is Book Summit, which is all about apply your voice, tell your story, increase your income, and get more visibility. This is going to be taking place on May 24th to the 30th. And that was Dr. Ava Eagle Brown in the UK, a world-renowned master coach, multi-award-winning international speaker, and author. And she has helped thousands master their mindset and live their best life. And what she states is, change your mindset, be transformed, live your best life, connect with Ava today. And that's what it is here on Love and Inspiration with my special, special guest. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to you, Audrey Joseph, as you know, being an amazing author as you are, a life coach, intervention strategist, and motivational speaker. Many of you here listening to the show is amazing, connecting with Denise Benz, Dr. Michelle McDowell. Thank you for being on Love and Inspiration, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to continue with a wonderful broadcast of Love and Inspiration. Keep it locked into 102.7 FM, broadcasting live from out of St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.